Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Jeremy Kubicek, who's a communicator, serial entrepreneur, and co-founder of Giant, talking about his brand new book, The Peace Index. Jeremy, welcome back to the program.
Mike, always good. I love what you do.
Thank you. And I followed your work, and it's just amazing what you do and the reach you have. And so I'm excited about this book and the topic because, wow, how timely. And you know what? We could say this topic of peace is timely 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 14, 13, 12. It doesn't matter what the world is going through because we can put pinpoint and point our finger at whatever. Right? I mean, 9/11, yeah. The economic crash, COVID, it doesn't matter because it just seems like there's always something popping up that we need to be reminded how to take a breath and focus on some peace. So give us a little bit of background on what was going on to make you think now's the time to write a book on peace.
Well, you know, you're right what you say, but what's really interesting, Mike, is there's the number of assessments that have come out, the Global Sadness Index from Gallup.
Yeah.
Is gone up to the highest level in the history of it. And it's been like a 65-year polling. You have, you've got the amount of antidepressants being prescribed has gone up to an all-time high. So counselors are saying they've never, ever experienced what's going on in mental health. And so you go, yeah, you know, we've had 9/11, we've had wars, we've had all these things. And yet for whatever reason, and I could probably predict and go, it's a culmination of technology and social media mixed in with, you know, media control and clickbait sound bites mixed in with marriage, family dynamic mixed in with, you know,
financial.
So the whole message, Wiley came to me, my publisher, and they said, can you write a book in 30 days? We really think that we need peace done. This was in May. And I was like, yes, I can. Because I teach it, this peace index, it's in me, you know. And so so I did. I wrote it in 18 days, and we finished it. You know, then we did all the editing for a couple of months, and then it's out October 4th, and they felt like it was a perfect time with just the political unrest, the world chaos, and the theme and the idea of the book is maturity is the ability to develop inner peace when there is no external peace. So how do you actually learn how to manage your emotions so that other people don't have to manage your emotions? And that's the goal. And so you're right. There's always a need for it. But I think specifically, it feels even more weighty right now.
100%. And I wonder if some of the research that you found, because you mentioned social media and things like that. And I think that there should be a whole book done on, you know, self-esteem and peace as it relates to the ease that we can get information about news through social media and online. But then also only people put, you know, the good things on social media and here's how wonderful my life is. And then you look at that going, oh, wow. So that ties to the sadness index. So talk a little bit about what you found in your research, how social media and access to media that so quickly changes does have that impact on our self-esteem / peace.
Yeah. So the idea of the book is that every person has a number over their head. It's like a circle. Some people are at 62, some people are 78, 84, whatever the number is. You have one. I have one over me right now. Anyone listening has one over them. And that number is shifting every day. It's just like a polling, you know, when they do polls when you're watching a political debate and the it's spiking up then going down. It's the same because we are affected by the people in our life. We're affected by our purpose, our lack of purpose in our life. We're affected by the place we live, our personal health. We're affected by provision or the lack of provision or what. So then social media affects all those things because you go, oh, look how much they must be making. This guy has got a side hustle and he's making $10,000 a month. How do I do that? Yeah. I wish I could make $10,000. Oh, look at him, man, or she looks in great shape. Why am I not in great shape? So because we can see so much more now, now we're being affected. It's like the consumeristic mindset, we're being controlled in ways which is affecting our level of peace. So now I might see something on social media that makes me feel bad about my purpose, then my number goes down. Or I get news on social media from something, monkeypox is blah, 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 spread. And now I'm affected by this external, uncontrollable world. And that's a big component to what I've been seeing and noticing and observing.
And it sounds so easy to say, oh, well, all you need to do is compare yourself to yourself. And are you better off this month than you were last month or last quarter? Because really, that's the race that you're against is, are you improving personally, professionally, you know, each day? Well, then when it's easy to say that, but it's hard to do and execute, because we all tend to get drawn into that through, you know, the like the undertow, like the currents of the ocean, like just pull us right in. And it is hard because we do want to stay connected, because that's one of the things that, you know, social media and online does, is it keeps us connected. But the dark side of it is connected, and then you then start comparing.
That's right. Yep. And so the peace index, what it does is it helps you assess, the whole goal is, where are you not at peace? Why are you not at peace? And then it's, can you control the controllables, or is it an uncontrollable? Yeah. And it gives you then the opportunity to build your peace plan. Like, what has to happen? If in the case of place, I can't tell you how many people they have stayed stuck, or they've just been in a situation where they've not taken control over their home, and they have this lack of peace at home. When you're like, well, you can move, or you can remodel, or you can change. There are certain things you can change that affects your level of peace. Now, it's not the deep inner spiritual peace in those kind of in those ways. Some cases, it's just a level of peace in my neighborhood. But it does affect the way you recharge. It affects the way that you think about other your purpose and so forth. And so by giving them purpose, people, place, personal health, provision, giving them categories to look where unrest is, what happens is I'm now giving you the opportunity to assess it, do something about it, and create a game plan. And I think and that brings peace in and of itself.
Yeah. I isn't it true that what you just said there makes me think of when you set your, let's say, goals for the year, and let's say that you actually relook at them monthly, and that's wonderful. But once you get those goals set and dialed in, it's kind of like you go, okay, cool, I can do this, because it's kind of like this clarity. So same with, you know, a big project. Well, if we can say the end result is X, well, to achieve that, we need to hit this, and this. And then you look at this week's task, and it's like, oh, that's easy, I can do that. But you don't look at the full project. So once you kind of see, if I'm hearing you correctly, once you kind of see where you rate on that peace index and where the gap is, and then here's some, you know, thoughts on how you can, you know, take steps forward, that it would provide some clarity and a little bit more peace, because it's like, I can do that.
Absolutely. And I, you know, a big part of this is I actually have been working on managing my own emotions over the last couple of years. And in chapter 8, I have this process called keeping the peace. And it's basically it's a regimen on a daily basis. If you want to actually get better at controlling the peace, not allowing you to be subject to unrest and chaos. So it's an idea of how do you conquer the chaos. And so I do a morning call-up session. I look for people of peace. At 5:30, I do an examine process. At night, I have this process over me before I go to sleep. I call it rest in peace, sleep, RIP. And it's a process, and it's a system to manage my own emotions. And it's been working. I've done it 2 years now, a little over 2 years. And virtually every day, I'll do this regimen and exercise. And it's been unbelievable in helping me really just manage the things that I can manage. And that's really what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that I can help people kind of find fulfillment and not be swayed by so many external things.
You know, what you just said reminds me of something that I was literally reading over the weekend, because I love reading books, A, and B, I love rereading books. And I grabbed the old Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins from 1991, and I was reading through it, and, you know, it's one of these thick 450-500-page books. And one of the things that he commented on was exactly what you just said on keeping the peace, because the word keeping gives the connotation of ongoing. So this peace index is not something like check, check, check. Okay, cool. I'm good to go now, right? No. So what Tony was talking about is, you know, in NLP, he would go out and he would go boom, 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 help people with some of these phobias. And then someone came up to him in one of his seminars and was like, hey, you know, my phobia came back, or my smoking, or whatever that it was. And he was like, well, how long did it last? He goes, like 2.5 years. He goes, that's a spectacular. But then it made Tony think, okay, now I need to think about it as conditioning, ongoing. So once you handle these things, what is then the ongoing maintenance or conditioning to keep that peace? I think that ties right into what you're talking about there, because there is never the easy button.
Right. No, that's right. And if you know you have tendencies to be affected, some people have a tendency to worry. And, mm-hmm. you know, I believe worry is the prayer of disbelief. And it's like, you've allowed worry. If it goes inside and it sets up shop, worry then has these consequences that are very, very negative to families, to yourself, to your health. So it's then, if you know that's about yourself, then go, when does it happen and why does it happen? And what can I trade up? What can I change and do differently? Which then has a different consequence. So I think for me, having, you know, our business of, we work in about 115 countries. We have about 850 consultants and coaches in the giant world. And after licensing and certifying so many people and watching them do this work, it's so simple. It's almost base level. Someone's purpose might be off. Like out of these five, one of them is a driver. For some people, it's people are a driver. For some, it's purpose are a driver. So if you know what your driver is, and if it's off, everything will be off. So what I'm hoping to do is reestablish some base level of, this is what I'm about. This is my purpose. I have a purpose assessment. I have a people assessment. I have a place assessment. In each one of the five, there's an assessment too, because I'm ultimately, I believe this, Mike, and I think you'll agree, is most people are generically whining. They generically whine, but they don't specifically solve. And yeah. Once you make things specific, you can do something about it. But if you keep it generic, then it's like, golly, man, work, my boss, I can't. And that generic whining drives me crazy.
Because you're just complaining from a distance, you're whining from a distance, but you're not drilling down into the specificity of, you know what, in thinking about it, it really is this aspect. And hey, boss, I've got this idea. If we could change this and improve that and tweak this, I bet we could. It's the problem that so too many times people sit on the sidelines and point and complain, but yet let's roll up our sleeves and get her done.
That's it.
And it really ties into something I was thinking about that you were saying. You know, people need to realize that you get impacted positively or negatively by external forces, and it's how you interpret it. We know that. But then how do you determine the forces externally that you can actually change? You know, because could we change coronavirus? No. You know, could we change, you know, the interest rates going up or down? No. But there's things we can change about how we handle that. And then there's things we can change internally about, you know, interpersonal relationships or financial peace or all these things. So what do you do, or how would you recommend people to determine what are the things they can change and what are the things they can't, and then to let the things they can't change kind of go, but then deal with it?
And that is the process of the Peace Index, the book. It basically gets people to that level. You take an assessment for each one of them. So like, let's go people. This is a dangerous one because you got to be careful. You don't want to show people your list. But it basically, you take your top 10 people in your life and you assess them and you talk through, and there's a process I go through. Is it moving up, sideways, or down? Why is it that percentage or that level? Is it a have to or want to? And you go through this process to go, now, is there anyone here that you need boundaries for? Or so far as it depends on you to be at peace with that person, what do you need to do to encourage them or help them get to the next level. And so there's this process and journey with each segment, if you will, so that you can get to the point where you can literally look at your number. And the goal would be long-term, your number stays pretty steady instead of going up and fluctuating every single day off of every single emotional item that comes up. You stay steady at an 85 or an 88 or what have you, versus being swayed by so many external things. And when that happens, then people look at you and they go, there's peace in you. How do you do that? What is it about you? Because I don't have much peace in my life. And yep. I do touch on mind, body, and spirit. There's a spiritual component. There's a mental component, a physical component, which then gets affected and by our levels of peace. So that's what I'm wanting. I'm wanting Mike to provide something that's not, this isn't a new age, strange, weird, philosophic things. This is very pragmatic and very practical, but I'm trying to give people a tool and language that they can actually do something with. And then they can talk to their employees. They can talk to their spouse. They can talk to their kids. I've been doing this with my kids since they were 13 years old. Where's your peace index? Where are you today? And they tell me it's common language now. And so instead of saying, Mike, how are you? And you're like, yeah, good. You? I'm like, yeah, that didn't tell us anything. If I said, yep. Mike, where's your peace index today? And you might go, you know, I've been struggling with my purpose lately and I'm dot, dot, dot. Well, now we can do something with it. And that's really the goal.
Yeah. Well, and also let's tie that a little bit more into what you briefly mentioned, like, you know, peace is needed personally and professionally. How is this going to tie into like business owners, executives, team leaders? Because are you envisioning that this could be part of like, you know, the new, you know, assessment, you know, the DISC assessments and things like that, where it can tie in to go, okay, every one of these assessments have their place, but here's where the peace index could come in internally in your leadership team.
Well, absolutely. First, peace is usually a taboo topic because people feel it's too personal. Mm-hmm. But the reality is the peace is the driver of performance. Inspired people inspire people.
Yeah.
And your mind, it relies on the fulfillment of your heart. If you're not fulfilled and if you have no peace, well, it's going to affect your engagement. So if you're an employer, you want your people as engaged as possible. So if you see that Tom is not working or it's not working as, like he used to, you think, well, he's lost his fire. Like, no, his wife has cancer. He's not telling you. Or he's got an issue with his kid or his neighbors are driving him crazy or there's something else there. So peace affects everything you do every single day, which is exactly why we have to discuss it. Yep. So I'm in essence saying this, like hopeless leaders, they're fearful and they're short-sighted. Hopeful leaders are optimistic and strategic. So if that's the reality, then we need to raise the level of peace, which raises the level of engagement, which raises the level of performance.
And I know you will agree with this, but it almost feels like, sounds like that if the peace aspect, all of the factors that go into the peace index, if those are being worked on, then you go into the DISC and the high D and the all these plate things, all of a sudden now, you know, the rising tide raises all ships. And so maybe that dealing with this topic first, or at the same time, really does have a widespread kind of ripple effect.
Yeah, absolutely. When we use the five voices, you know, we created that content and we start with the peace index every time because I might know your personality and wiring, but that still doesn't tell me what's going on with your person, their real life. The peace index equals real life. That's how you, so if I'm asking you, where's your peace index? I'm going, where's your real life at, Mike, right now? And if you're honest with me, you go, okay, you're having a conflict with a child or a situation at home or blah, blah, blah. Now, if you trust me and I have influence, now I can go, do you need help? I'm like, is there any, or I have more grace for you, or I have just more understanding of the situation. So my expectations are better at work.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap up with this thought. You touched on it before, but I think that the biggest opportunity is when you see where you could be and where you currently are and there's that gap. Well, what do you do about it? Well, I don't know. Right? You just tell me what to do. Well, that's where the keeping the peace comes in. So talk a little bit about that chapter, that piece of it, where it is, okay, here's what I do. Here's what you can be doing so that readers will take away from this. Here's where I fall on the peace index. And now here's how I can improve each one of these sections.
Yeah. So I'll give you 2 out of 4. There's 4 things. We won't have that much time to go through them. The first two, the one I do every single morning is I do a call-up session. And the call-up session is I remind myself who I am every morning, which then affects my purpose. I basically go, you know, Jeremy, you're like this morning, hey, you remember you're a freedom fighter, you're a liberator. I did a little exercise. I did a little Devo to it. I was getting my mind right for the day. Then I go off and kind of put on my superpowers. That sounds cheesy, but I'm like, I'm an encourager. I create things. I help people. And I just was getting into who I was, which then makes my purpose feel right because I'm, again, reminding myself. Then at the end of the day, I do the examine at 5:30 every single day. I do these two for sure every day. I go through and go, what was I thankful for today? You know, I had that really good podcast with Mike. I had that really good session with so-and-so, or thank you, Susie, for that phone call. And I might text her or him or whatever. Then I look back and get, where was I off today? And this is the key. Where was I off? I don't do it out of domination to myself. I do it out of liberation. It's like, why was I not at peace in this situation or this thing? So what it does for me is it allows me to manage my peace because I don't allow things to build up influence and affect me long term. So that you have that straw that broke the camel's back. Well, I don't allow that anymore because I deal with it every single day. I keep short accounts. So
easier to tweak or polish when you notice it before it becomes a big, big problem.
That's it. And that takes me, that entire process takes me 7 to 10 minutes. I do it on the way home usually from my office. And I'm just kind of like thinking. And then by the time I get home, I'm already at peace because I've dealt with issues. I'm not like contemplating something and my wife going, are you okay? And then I kind of blow up. So it has been amazing. Again, to this idea, manage your emotions so that others don't have to manage your emotions. And the Peace Index gives you that ability to see it and know where the issue is, where the pain is, what the lack of peace is, and what's affecting it. And then there's times where I just go, turn off the things that are bringing negativity. Literally turn it off. Get it out of your life. And if you go, well, you don't know my mother-in-law, or no, but you know, there are certain things you can control and can't control. Sure. But if you can control it, then do it.
Well, I think that this is so timely, so needed for now as well as moving forward. So I'm excited to pick up a copy myself. And anyone listening to this, what's the best way they can reach out and learn more about the book and pick up their copy?
Yeah, so you can get it on Amazon order now. If you want to look at more, though, the Peace indexbook.com. The peaceindexbook.com is the book website. It has a lot of details, other offers. It has an assessment if you want to take the Peace Index assessment. So those are things you can do. Or you can look at just jeremykubicek.com. I do a lot of speaking on this. If you're interested, I'm on a little peace tour and starting now into first quarter of 23.
Awesome. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you, and I'm excited for your book.
Thanks, Mike. Wish you well, my friend.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.